Basic witches.
Basic witches.
I mean, we're witches.
Basically.
Happy Wednesday, witches.
Welcome back. We're your basic witches. I'm Rachel LaForest.
And I'm Leah Knauer. And today we are joined by suicide girl, stand-up comedian, DJ, artist.
And smart entrepreneur.
Uh-huh. Woo! Lindsay Jennings. I met her at the Comedy Store through Roast Battle like 3 or something years ago. She's dope as hell. And yeah, we talk a lot about sexuality and the internet and how like that kind of stuff has changed over time. Mm-hmm.
And image and society amongst women.
Yeah. Oh, and please be sure to follow us on the Instagram at Basic Witches Pod, where we do a lot of giveaways, post funny memes, and you get to keep up with our shows and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And and please subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. Get that algorithm going. Okay, enjoy this episode.
Wait, good. What were you saying?
What was I saying?
Oh, shit. Your portrait on your arm.
Your tattoo.
Oh, first of all, I'm pissed because the guy took 8 hours to do it. And, like, he wanted to get it all done in one time because I wasn't going to be in New York for a while. Uh-huh. And that's where he was.
Oh.
But he overworked my skin.
Oh.
And so it couldn't handle 8 hours. Like, I've done 4 hours. I've even done, like, 5. But this was too much. And it was, like, a lot of details. And when you do realism, it's, like, you go layer and layer. It's not, like, traditional, it's where it's like you just fill in.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I can understand how to do traditional tattoos. You like fill in the color or whatever, you fill in the outline.
Yeah.
But this is like a lot of layers and layers and layers.
Whoa.
So anyway, those layers got fucked up and now my eyes look like shit and my mouth looks like shit.
Aww.
So that sucks.
You and still look hot. It's still like, definitely you.
So my tattoo of me is as jaded as the real me.
Hey, self-acceptance.
It's symbolic. Yes.
Yeah. Radical self-acceptance.
I'm trying to get it fixed soon, though. But that goes a little crazy.
Do you know how many tattoos you have or no?
I just say 69 now. But it's more than that.
Wow.
But I try to count it as a percentage now.
Oh, okay.
That's what we say in the tattoo world. We're it's true. Yeah. After a while, you start doing percent, which I think I'm about 40% covered.
Wow.
Maybe. Okay. So you've got maybe some 45. Blank space to work with.
I have maybe I'm 45. I don't know actually, because my calves are not really that tattooed, but I have like one.
Do you have any part of you that's off limits that you will never tattoo? I guess not.
I never want a chest piece. I've never wanted a chest piece.
Oh.
I never wanted a back piece because that's too much commitment. It's so huge. And I don't want to have to like do a million sessions. And then I did my armpit, which is the worst.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh my
God, it's the worst pain.
In a bee and a butterfly?
I've gotten laser hair.
It's a death head hawk moth. You know, they're real. They have skulls on their freaking faces. Yeah.
That's cool.
So
cool.
Thanks. So, you know, it's the one from The Silence of the Lambs, but that's not why I got it. I just thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
Me and my ex-boyfriend have that, both of us.
Oh,
I have matching tattoos with 2 ex-boyfriends.
Oh,
yeah.
But one's covered. My one, the first one's covered, which was my first tattoo ever, which was my ex-boyfriend's name in Braille, which is hilarious because it was only Braille for the first week when it was like raised and then it was just a bunch of black dots.
That's good.
So I got it covered with like blue roses, but and you can't see the dots anymore, but you can see there's tic-tac-toe scratch marks that you could still see going through the tattoo because I had my friend try to scratch it out when he cheated on me.
Oh, that's intense.
Hardcore. Yeah, I was a crazy fit. You know, I started underground piercing ring in high school.
What?
I
got my belly button pierced in sort of underground.
Yikes.
The guy's
See,
garage.
I would have been
Don't
doing
tell
yours.
Mom.
What did
but
you
I was,
charge?
I did it like, I did it really cleanly. Like I did the same way that they do it at tattoo conventions, which I didn't know that back then. This is like 15 years ago. I was 15. I like got a Visa gift card at the mall and pretended to be a tattoo shop and ordered wholesale all the supplies I needed.
Oh my God.
And I had like, you know, I had like the sanitary needles that were all in their separate cases, you know, the hollow needles that take the flesh out, you know.
Oh my God.
I was actually really good. I was a really good piercer. I pierced my own tongue 5 times.
And I tried to pierce my own belly button because I was so determined.
I pierced my own belly button 4 times.
See,
I had 4. I only have 1 left. But the top kept rejecting. So now I have this. This is the one that lasted. It's this baby, tiny, little baby one that's barely on a piece of skin. But anywho, the other places I wouldn't tattoo. to my palms. I just think it's so unnecessary and so painful. Mm. I want to do my other armpit because I like this because I don't like the 5 o'clock armpit shadow. That was always my original reason, but I don't know. So, and then elbow, I don't really feel like I need to do that because that's really painful. Yeah. I don't feel like I need to. I never want my fucking vagina tattooed. Mm-hmm. And I also would probably not tattoo my ass because I feel like it'll take away from its beauty.
I was going to say. Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
That's my full answer, I think. Oh, and also like my forehead. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Although actually I used to want a forehead because I have these unicorn sparkles over here and I wanted them to go like up and around. Oh. But
yeah, she's got like multicolored sparkly dots right along the hairline of her temple.
So
beautiful.
Are you feeling okay? You said you were hungover.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I was doing Red Bull tequilas all night, doing junior speedballs. It's one of my many junior speedballs. I actually just started doing it this weekend. My friend showed me tequila Red Bull, and then I did it the last two nights, and then I also ate McDonald's the last two nights. Fun. So I was quite hungover, but my friend made me go hiking this morning, so.
And that made you feel better?
Yes.
Okay.
But, yeah, like, I feel, like, productive, and I whatever feel like healthier, but I'm also like exhausted now, and I'm just like also very high. But I'm always
speaking of, we'll join you.
Yeah,
we'll
catch up here.
Yes.
Okay. So you're a suicide girl.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Exactly. Yeah. Can you like tell us what that entails?
I feel like tattoos is a part of that.
Kind of, but not really. Like, there's a couple of suicide girls who don't have tattoos, and like a few that have like barely any tattoos.
Okay.
I thought
that was the whole thing.
Okay. It's kind of funny. Because, like, I guess some people think that's the whole thing. And, it like, basically the original idea is, like, redefining beauty and what society's standards of beauty are, you know? So, and it was, like, originally a lot of, like, tattooed punk rock girls. It was, like, that real 2004 punk rock kind of style, which I loved. I, like, was a fan of Suicide Girls in high school. And then now it's, like, evolved to this, like, you know, kind of look like I have, you know? It's, like, the typical suicide girl look is, like, colorful hair, tattoos.
Yeah.
But you don't have to have that. Yeah, so there's a lot of, like, different looks.
Cool. Does it mean it means more than the look? Like, is it a society?
It's supposed to be.
Essentially?
It's supposed to be, like, there's a Chuck Palahniuk book, Survivor.
It's one of my favorite authors.
Yeah, me too.
I did a whole year project on him in high school.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, my sister has read all his books. I've read a few of them, but I love them. I love Lullaby.
Mm. I love Choke and Fight Club,
And I love
obviously.
Choke. Yeah, I didn't read Fight Club. I just watched the movie.
Yeah, you got the same.
But, yeah, so the book Survivor, he uses a term called suicide girls, I guess. So it's a reference to that. And it's supposed to be girls who don't conform to society, so they commit social suicide is the idea.
I almost
forgot what I wanted to tell you. So I was fucking handling merch at one of our shows on tour this year in Philadelphia. And there was this girl covered. Oh, you're
That's
Philly,
from,
right?
Yeah.
My grandma's from Philly, so I have roots in Philly too.
Dope.
I'm wearing her necklace. Yes. Okay.
Nice.
So I'm at the merch booth, and because I had been DJing, I opened with stand up the whole tour, which was fucking awesome. I got to do like 20 minutes, but then I'd be DJing. I like DJed the show, which is hilarious.
She does it all.
Just like an iPad, you know, pushing play, and then pause and play, and then, every now and then I started to fuck with like, oh, I could fade out a little bit, you know, getting real fancy. But I was sick of DJing, so I let another girl DJ, and I watched the merch table during the show because then I could just be alone because I had been on the road for 3 fucking months.
Yeah.
Yes, so this girl walks by. She walks out of the show mid-show, and she was like, she's like covered in tattoos, like real G.I. Jane looking girl, like tank girl, like, you know, shaved head, really, really tattooed, like way more heavily tattooed than I am.
Yeah.
And she comes up to me, and I could tell she couldn't wait to say this line. She was like thinking about it. She's like, hey, remember when they had tattoos? Yeah, that was cool. And then walked away, and I just smiled. I was like, oh my God. And I laughed, and I was like, dude, you must have missed my stand-up set. You probably got here late. I was up there, and I'm very heavily tattooed, too, so fuck you, bitch. Yeah. And also, it's supposed to be about accepting all different girls, right. So now you're a fucking asshole because you're like, oh, you're not tattooed enough to be a suicide girl.
Right,
like, you're an asshole. Because now you're more different if you don't have a tattoo.
Right, these days. So by definition, that would make you yeah, like not whatever, normal, it should be accepted. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Unique. Yeah.
Yeah. That's dope. And you, so Suicide Girls perform burlesque, right? Is that also the performative side of it?
Yes. My phone is going off with
I'm getting all
these, I'm getting all these random, I think it's because my dad's trying to get solar panels on his fucking house. And for some reason I'm getting the messages about it. And they were like, Robert, do you want more information about the solar? So I fucking said yes. And now I've been getting I said yes. And I've been getting phone calls all fucking day. So that's anyway, funny. What was the question? They do. Yeah. So basically it's
burlesque, it's
a website where the girls get naked, and it's just like tasteful photo sets. But like, I don't know, a lot of people think that being a suicide girl is like a career, and it's definitely not.
Oh, because, I thought it was. Yeah.
Yeah, no, like you're not like really making money being a suicide girl. Like you become a suicide girl and you get paid like for your photo set of the day, but you can only have so many photo sets of the day in 1 year because there's like 3,000 fucking suicide girls.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, basically it's just like a set where you take your clothes off and it's like, you know, beautiful.
Were you nervous the first time you did that?
Yeah, I did it when I was 18. I took a
wow.
I took a set and then I did not like it.
Oh.
I didn't feel comfortable and I didn't do it until I was 23. So not until 5 years later did I actually do it. Yeah.
And you came back.
And that's just because I moved to Hollywood. And then like I was like, ah, should I do it? And I had been debating because I was like, you know, really focused on music when I first moved down here. And I didn't, like, you know, I was still in that young phase of like, oh, you can't be naked on the internet and successful, which is obviously not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
So, so yeah, I was like teetering on if I wanted to do it or not. But then their headquarters was 2 miles from where I live.
So there you go.
Like,
yeah, I was like, okay. So, and then I just ended up shooting a set and then ended up like, you know, becoming like a popular suicide girl. And then they knew I did hair and they actually like, I'm on such a tangent. I have to get back to the store later, but I ended up doing hair for them, and it was crazy because I was, like, getting screwed over by the person who I was working with, a producer who I moved out to California to work with, and yada, yada, yada. I needed money fast because I needed to get a new apartment immediately, and because he had gotten evicted from the place that we were staying at. And so Suicide Girls happened to call me up. They knew I did hair. They asked me to do one person's hair. And if they liked it, they were going to hire me to do like 10 people's hair for their Showtime special.
Cool.
And I ended up doing that and making a few like $1,500. And then that was how I put a deposit on my first apartment year.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so it worked out really well. And then I ended up doing the hair for the burlesque tour, which they had brought back because they did it a couple years in like 06, 07. And apparently it was like real ghetto back then. The founder of Suicide Girls was pregnant driving a van like to meet these girls while people were doing heroin and shit. Like, yeah, like it used to be way crazy. Now it's like way more professional. But
that's good.
Yeah, so then in 2013 I did the hair for the tour and then after that I was like, I said to the owner of Suicide Girls when I was doing hair, I was like, I want to try it next year. And he's like, okay. And then I did. And then
try out. And what is a tryout
for the burlesque tour? Yeah.
You
so
had to perform.
You just have to learn choreography.
Yeah.
And then you perform the choreography in smaller groups, you know?
Nice.
And then they keep like weeding it down.
Yeah.
Let's go back and talk about that. The like how you were like, that's not a thing anymore about being naked on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It has changed so much.
Yes. Strippers
and it is
are the
faster,
new.
Like,
it girl. I read that somewhere too.
It's like fucking exponentially fast now because I feel like if we look at the past 5 years, it was like, I feel like about 5 years ago when like the Jennifer Lawrence like hack and all the Sony stuff and then the nudes.
Yeah.
And that was, that I remember shocking me. I was like, people send their, they send their naked picture or like their picture in lingerie over phones?
Really?
I was like,
you weren't even there
whoa.
Yet.
Yeah. I was in a long-term relationship and I think I just like never even thought of that as an option.
Whoa.
And then like, I feel like every year it's gotten more and more and more to now I'm like,
Snapchat me that pussy if it's cool.
Like putting your pussy on the store, on your store.
Talk about my pussy and how I greet it every morning in the mirror and dance naked and just cover it with emojis to talk about self-love. Like, it's crazy.
Come a long way.
I also don't think that it's a coincidence that this feminine divine is happening at the same time that social media kind of brought that to light. right? Where it's like now we're more exposed to nudity and sexuality, that we're becoming a little more like Europe, where we're more accepting.
Except that you still can't show female nipples, but you can show male nipples. My friend started doing a little campaign because she's a photographer who takes a lot of boob pictures, and she did a thing where she covered all the girls' nipples with men's nipples.
That's awesome.
Yeah, cat attack photo, and it's awesome. Hilarious, and it's way uglier, dude. It's like, come on, like nobody wants to see that. Just fucking
wet us.
Like you hate boobs so much. Like I feel like it's like girls too who like want to like be like, you know, like reporting, like, oh, I don't want to see your tits, but it's like, it's fucking boobs. Like, I kind of get it if you're like, if you're spread eagle, because I have friends who are spread eagle on Twitter, and I'm like, whoa, sorry, I don't want to see that.
I just worry about kids with stuff like that. Like, because kids can easily kind of find that stuff. That's the only thing that I worry about with the spread eagle stuff. But the boobs is like, that's how our bodies are made. There's nothing wrong there.
But like, it wouldn't matter about kids seeing it if we weren't taboo about sex in the first place. Like, if we weren't repressed, like, if we were like countries where like kids are naked at the beach, or like there's
that's normal, like, but seeing a girl with a dildo in her pussy, like that's a little aggressive for like, you know, I have friends who are like that on the fucking Twitter, so which reminds me, literally yesterday I updated my Snapchat contract. I should read it. I feel like you guys would get a kick out of it. I'll read it to you because it's pretty ridiculous, but basically, I thought of everything because I was like, there's so many things that people ask you and it gets annoying and you're like, oh my God, because you know, I sell my Snapchat and I just put nudes on there.
Yeah.
So my friend was like, oh yeah, you got to put 18 plus. And I was like, oh my God, I could have 15-year-olds on my fucking Snapchat. But yeah, so okay. I'm like, okay, all you have to do is pay a one-time donation of $50 US dollars, which you can send to me on PayPal or Cash App. LindseyJennings@yahoo.com, two S's. Money sign Lindsay Jennings with a Z. And then I say, please don't write any comments, especially do not write Snapchat, and send us friends and family. Also 18 plus only, please. I just added that. And then I said that once I receive your payment, I'll add you within 24 hours, blah, blah, blah. But then the disclaimer is the part I want to get to. I tell them what they're going to get. And then I say, membership is at risk of termination with no donation refund if any of the following rules are violated. No screenshots, no sending unsolicited dick pics or any photo of the sort. No messages that would be considered sexual harassment in the workplace. Any bad attitude or rude comment I deem unhealthy to my well-being. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Yes, I love it.
Because I'm like, yo, fuck you. And you're like, people will like try to be manipulative and they're like, I'm not saying anything bad to you. And I'm like, no, what you're saying is not good for me. Right. So
it
fuck
doesn't
you.
Make me feel good. And I get to decide what makes me feel good and that doesn't. So
And like, that's you declaring what the boundary is. And it's something that we have to do that, but like, at least you're making it clear.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cause you're already like doing a service by letting them see your beautiful body, you know, like
thank you.
They should be respecting that. And like, just because you give them access to that doesn't mean they have the proper, the like allowance to disrespect you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, also, I just think I understood that. That's cool. So your Snapchat's private and you have to be a member to get in, and then is that where you do like suicide girl burlesque?
Or no, it's just me naked, either in the like whenever I can, I'll like get out of the shower and be like boop boop boop, you know, just really quickly. Oh, I'll be like out in public. I'll do it like here, like just my tits.
Rachel's gonna make one of these.
This one's amazing.
It's pretty. It's pretty
like,
sweet.
Such an exhibitionist.
But I do. I definitely do better if I like get dressed and like look cute. Like I could sell more personal snaps because then first I just do a one time payment, so they just pay me $50 once, and then they get it for a lifetime, which I think is a great deal.
Yeah.
And then I do personal snaps where if you want to like see a little more, whatever. You can order more for me, so I'll wear like a hot ass outfit and then take pictures, and then that definitely generates more money. But I definitely don't do that as often as I should.
Wow! I mean, like, I'm just posting beautiful pictures for free on Instagram. I'm just realizing, like, well, there's money to be.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, you are so smart.
Wait, so I want to go back though to the first time you did that. because then to now, that's a big difference of like comfortability.
Yeah.
So how did you get
I've
there?
Changed so much too. Well, I feel like a lot of the uncomfortability that I had in the past was due to shaming from
Catholic
or no, thank God I'm not. I'm not raised religious. My mom was about to burn a Bible this summer. Oh, I think she actually did burn one, but not like as like not like, oh my God, I'm burning a Bible, but she just like before Marie Kondo, she wasn't even a Marie Kondo person. My mom organized the fuck out of her house. Yeah, yeah, she like went minimalistic. She organized. She made a beautiful walk-in closet. It's like all so organized, like Marie Kondo status. It's amazing. But so my whole family's been on this organizing tip all year, and now Marie Kondo's a thing. So now it's even like more. Yeah. Like my underwear was full. I have my underwear folded into envelopes. Like it's crazy.
Oh
it's
good.
I'm next level organized. I love it.
Whoa.
But so she was getting rid of a lot of stuff, and then so the stuff that's like burnable, that's like not going to be bad for the environment. She'll burn because we have campfires in the backyard in New York because we live in like the middle of the woods. So
Long Island, right?
Long Island, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And so she burned. Okay, first of all, she was going to burn my grandma's Bible because we were burning like stuff that was my grandma's, and she always calls it a ceremonious burning whenever she burns stuff. I kept the Bible because it looked really cool because it was in this crazy wooden case and it looked like it had been, but it was like worn because it's like really old, and then it's like a leather Bible with like gold leaflet. I love that.
Cool.
And anyway, I wanted to do a photo shoot because I had taken a picture once where I was masturbating behind a Bible and I was like, thank God for masturbation. Yes. So I wanted to do like a better photo shoot. I wanted to wear a nun costume and do that. So that's like the plan. So I was like, this is the perfect Bible for that. So I kept my grandmother's, I kept my mother from burning my grandmother's Bible so I could masturbate behind it.
If you need like some like sort of sisters on the side, Leah and I have matching very Victorian like Christmas caroler
costumes. Oh my God.
And shawls.
Yes,
and, like,
we should do something. So anyway, she's burning her mother's Bible, and then she was also burning her wedding dress. My parents are still together. She just doesn't need it. She's like, I've literally been holding on to this for 32 years.
True.
I'm never gonna wear it again. Or like 35 years now, I think, or 36. Fuck, I don't know. But yeah, she's like, I'm not gonna need this.
My friend Carrie burnt her wedding dress in the Burning Man.
Wow.
I was there
for
it.
Were they still together?
Nice. Yeah, they're still together. Oh, cool. But it was like they were kind of rebirthing themselves.
Cool.
So we kind of had a wedding night for them that was, it was really magical. Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so she burned all that stuff.
I think
comfortability.
Yeah, of getting naked.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know how we got there.
Okay. Oh, because guilt.
Oh, right, yes.
So, no, I think that the guilt for me, I mean, like, yeah, my mom never wanted me to do these things I'm doing, but she's accepting. But she, you know, no parents like, oh, yeah, you should become a stripper and stuff. But although I did tell my dad when I was, like, before I was 18, I was like, when I turn 18, I'm becoming a stripper. And he's like, they make good money. Like, he never, like, he never said anything bad about strippers. Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, at first, like, my mom didn't really like it. And then my dad didn't really know much about Suicide Girls. But he knows that, like, I travel with them and I get to do comedy. And he knows that I did the burlesque stuff. Yeah. And he doesn't care. And my mom actually came to my show. She saw me do stand-up comedy for the first time.
Oh, my parents have seen me. How did it go?
Really great.
Oh, okay, good.
She actually loved it. And it's crazy because I talk about a lot of dirty stuff. But maybe your parents are more religious or something.
No, they are. They were fine. It's mainly my mom that makes me nervous. My dad can laugh at things.
See, well, I was nervous about both of them, and I didn't want them to come together for the first time, but, I think I'm comfortable enough to let my dad come, because I run my roast battle jokes by him every time, and he always loves them and thinks they're hilarious, because he's, like, you know, got a sick humor, too, so, but cool. I was nervous because of the sex jokes. For my dad to see, like, I'd feel more comfortable with my mom, because it's like I talk to my mom about sex, I don't talk to my dad about sex at all.
But
I don't know, like, my parents weren't really shamey, but I think it was more my boyfriends, like my high school boyfriend and my college boyfriend, just very slut shaming and always trying to get me to dress differently.
But it's like, you're dating me.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
who I was, right?
Yeah, that is an exact conversation I had in the beginning of my relationship with my emotionally abusive and physically abusive ex, who, I was like, I went to a birthday party, like, right in the beginning of our fucking relationship, and I wore this cute-ass outfit. I had, like, a colorful bra that my sister made me, and, like, these sparkly, like, you know, hot shorts or whatever.
Hell yeah.
And he, like, was, like, commented about it. I was like, I'm not going to change the way I dress because I'm dating you now, yeah, you fucking asshole. Yeah. But then after a while, it's like I kind of did dull down. Yeah.
Oh, I so did that there. With my ex.
Not wearing heels ever.
Yep.
To not be taller than him.
Oh.
I love heels.
On Halloween.
Ever again.
One Halloween when I was still dating my Voldemort, we were like a nerdy high school couple, which is like funny and cute. But like I was 19 or 20 and I'm wearing this like lacy, you know, it's like something I never would wear for Halloween now because it's like I love dressing sexy. And the fact that I didn't just because I was dating someone is like.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh.
It's crazy how they get in your brain.
Yeah, let us be women. Like, let us be sexy and desired
and like feeling good about ourselves.
Expressing ourselves sexually. Yeah.
It's like jealousy and insecurity, you know.
Yeah. So wait, do you guys feel like the Voldemort of presidents?
Yeah.
Did that change anything for you about nudity online? Because I feel like, honestly, for me, it did a little because I used to think of it as like, oh, I can never be president if I do something bad.
Oh my God, yes.
But now I've been kind of like, anyone. Look at our president. So I'll like do shit that I would usually feel more guilty about.
Do you want to be president?
No.
Sounds like you got some goals here.
But it's like,
but the idea that you can get to that level.
Well,
of success,
yeah, it looks like at this point you can do anything and become president. Right. So
sad though. And it's like good for us. Yeah. It empowers us in that way. Yeah. But it's bad in that there's people who are like being extra racist because they feel like they can't
say anything. Yes,
yeah,
right.
Because of who our president is.
There's
so it's
dark,
like,
dark and light to it. Yeah.
Oh man.
Wait, so how did, I don't know if we fully answered the question.
Well, yeah, so it's just every year it gets less, like every step, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, first I started doing the naked photos of Suicide Girls and I didn't even show my vagina in those. Like, you only have to show ass and titties. So I'm just like, okay, that's all I did. Then it's like, okay, maybe I'll show a little closed lip. and then it's like now fast forward 2 years later, I'm masturbating on my Snapchat, you know, and I'm like fucking into it. And fucking on my Snapchat too, yeah.
Oh my God. Oh shit!
Yeah,
lifetime deal.
Yeah. Only 50 bucks.
Well, no, you got to pay extra for that. You got to pay extra for the fucking. Yeah. That's where I get them, you know.
Yeah, you should.
But I'm like, wow. If this is sex video of me and my ex boyfriend comes out and it gets on the internet, like, what am I gonna do? Who gives a fuck? Like, I look hot. Suck my.
Are you
dick.
A Scorpio?
No.
Oh.
Guess again. I am an air sign.
Okay.
Aries. I don't know the air signs.
Gemini is one.
Oh.
Mine seems like
Gemini?
It would be a water sign, but it's a
Cancer.
Air sign. Pisces.
Oh.
Pisces
okay. With a Aquarius moon and Leo rising, which makes sense. Leo, like rising is supposed to be what you present to people.
Uh-huh.
And
you are kind of, I could see Leo qualities.
So, because I feel like Pisces is supposed to be really emotional, which I truly am, but I very much put on a...
Yeah, you're fierce. You're like a lion.
Yeah.
Tough exterior, but real sad deep down.
I get that.
Pisces is a water sign, right?
I always thought it was water. It's air sign. So I'm air, fire. What am I? Air, fire, and water because Aquarius is water.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. I'm just steam. Wait, what is Aries?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. I think it's
fire. Yeah.
Or is
water
it Earth?
Fire.
Oh, fire.
Wow. Whoa.
Fire, water, fire, rising, whatever. You know, sun, moon, rising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't have anything grounding. Air, just air, fire.
Either. No earth. Yeah, I always need more grounding.
What is Capricorn? Because that's my rising.
I believe they're earth.
Okay,
I
think so. Air and earth.
Yeah. Because my future roommate, she's a Capricorn. She's like, you need me to ground you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you really believe in that astrology stuff? Do you follow it and stuff?
No, not like deep. I mean, like I do a little bit. Like I have a co-star app that tells me like really in-depth things. But, and I put in my, you know, I know. obviously know all my three signs, so yeah. I'm a little deep, but not too deep. Like, I don't truly believe it all, and I think a lot of it can be really generic, but at the same time, I don't know, and the moon really does control a lot of our planets, so who knows? And I do believe in, like, the law of attraction and all that stuff, and I love these kind of, like, angel cards and shit, so.
What do Avalon you do cards. To practice witchy stuff?
I have tarot cards, and I've given the few readings that I've given to, I do my own, but the few readings I've given to other people, I've had some experiences that were, like, significant, like a girl, like me reading something about a baby, and then a girl turned out she was pregnant. She had no idea. And she thought it was just because her baby daddy had a baby, but nope. And then, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. So you were like her pregnancy test.
Yeah.
Tarot pregnancy came out positive.
And then, so I do my own tarot cards, and then my brother has Avalon cards, which I think are by the same lady, and they're similar. And I've done angel cards before. I love all those things. And then my brother just got me these, like, law of attraction, ask and it is given cards, which I enjoy too. Ooh,
I love the law of attraction. It changed my life.
Yeah, same.
Do you practice that, like, the secret and stuff? Manifestation?
Yes.
What do you do?
Manifesting all the time.
Hell yes.
I mean, I make vision boards.
How
I make
often
online
do you do
boards.
That?
Like once a year. Okay, like, it took me a year and a half to make another one recently. And it works. I mean, I put a guy I want to bang on there. banged him. Just like things like
Fuck
that.
Yeah.
But no, like, you know, I think a lot of it takes time too. And then you have to practice, like, consistently. So I feel like I go up and down with practicing, but I journal every day. I write gratitude lists every day. Cool. I read The Magic last year and that, like, got on tour when I was on tour. So I started doing gratitude lists.
The Magic? I haven't read that.
It's The Secrets. Like, it's the same lady, Rhonda Byrne. But it's, so there's The Power, The Magic, and The Secret. I read them all.
Wow.
And,
okay.
At different times in my life, and I love them. There's a book, The Artist's Way, by Julia Cameron, which I'm reading for a third time right now.
Yeah, that one is so good.
Yeah, I feel like it helped me significantly, like, 10 years ago, so I'm trying to, like, do it again.
I still try to do artist states, like, regularly.
And morning pages. Mm-hmm. But I recently got on 5-minute journal because morning pages is harder for me.
I didn't love the morning. I have a hard time sitting down and writing first thing in the morning.
Yeah, no, I do them. I always do morning pages, or I call them, like, morning, like M-O-U-R-N, because I always do them. I always do them at nighttime because it takes me so long to go. But I can do the 5-minute journal in the morning, which I like.
Okay.
And it's like, you just do, like, three things that would make today great, which a lot of times I say today would be great if, and then you do number one, blah, 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 whatever you want to happen. Yeah. And a lot of times it works, and what I wanted to happen. And
cool.
And then three things you're grateful for, which I try to extend to 10, because that's, like, the thing, one of the practices of that book, The Magic, which gives you, like, 28 practices to do. Each day you do a different thing, and then, like, it basically says you keep the ones that you liked, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, like, little things, like having a gratitude rock, and every night holding your gratitude rock. And at the end of the night, actually, I'm going to be starting a self-help podcast. I'll have to get you guys on it.
Cool, yeah.
It's a selfish help podcast called Think and Grow Bitch. And
nice.
We're going to be doing, like, we'd have our guests give us a challenge every week, like, of a self-help thing that they do. And then we'll do it for a week. It's going to be me and Jasmine Lee.
Episode needs to be Think and Grow Witch. When you have
Yes, there you go. Oh my God, we already have an episode. Yes. This is perfect.
Manifesting it to the air.
I'll have to have you guys on like really early. We're going to be starting in March, but
awesome.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. So I'm probably going to do a lot of these things that we're talking about on there too.
Awesome. Yeah. Hell yeah.
But yeah, I do like, I also like Miracle Morning. I like all these
things. What's that?
It has a thing called savers you go by, and it's like, what does it stand for? Savers is like, S I think is scribing. Like, you're supposed to scribe, read is the R, exercise is the E, visualize is the V.
Like every day you...
Affirmations is the A.
Okay.
And you just do it for like 1 minute each thing so that you could do it in 6 minutes, or you could do it longer, as long as you wanted to. You could do like an hour long version or whatever.
Yeah. That sounds nice.
Yeah, I like it. So, but then there's so many different versions of it. And then I listen to Tim Ferriss. I don't know if you guys, I love him. Mm-hmm. Optimal Minimal is my shit. He's all about optimal minimal.
Yeah.
4-hour work week is his book, 4-hour body.
Mm-hmm.
So he always makes like shorter versions of these things. Mm. So his miracle morning is like, he says how you win the morning. You have to do 3 out of 5 of your things. And his are like, he makes his tea. Mm. He does 3 to 5 sets of some sort of like exercise or stretch, whatever it is.
Oh.
He writes his 5-minute journal.
Makes cracking it, your fingers while you're counting.
He makes his bed. And what's the other one?
I do make my bed, and it makes me meditate. Like tranquil.
I have to make my bed
zen.
Every day.
Yeah. I like it. And then opening my door and seeing that my bed is made just makes me feel like my life is together.
Yeah, it's wow. amazing what a tiny little like 1 minute thing can make mm-hmm. you feel so much better. Because mm-hmm. it really does. It looks like a mess if you fucking mm-hmm. leave your bed all fucking. And all you have to do is I just throw a blanket over. I just throw the blanket. Just right you now. Just have to get a blanket that you can just throw over, and that's it. Like, it doesn't have to look pretty underneath. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
what I do.
That's smart.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, my room's really messy and unfinished, do you but feel it's like- actually an exercise in not being a perfectionist.
Oh, okay. That's right good.
Ah,
yeah,
there you go. Good.
Yeah, because it does bother me that yeah. it's like that.
Ah.
But I'm trying to, like,
let it
take
be.
My time getting it done
good
and enjoy
you.
The journey. Enjoy the mess
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Wow.
Take
a quick nap.
Yeah, I'm like, cool. Take a little breather here.
Have you had your cards read before?
Yeah.
Which
like
one?
By any of them, like by a professional or anything? Gone to a psychic?
I've gone to a couple of psychics, which was interesting because mm-hmm. I had a few. Like one told me, she was like, oh, I see Hollywood for you. And I was like, oh, yes, my name in lights. Mm-hmm. And this is when I was living in New York and never, ever thought I would move to California.
Oh.
And then 6 months later, I was living in the middle of Hollywood.
Wait, wow. What happened?
Yeah. So, because I just got an opportunity to come out here, work on music.
Oh, okay.
I decided to not finish my last semester of my last year of my bachelor's degree. I got an associate's degree, did a year of psychology, and then I was like, I'm just going to move to LA.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I had an opportunity to do that and stay with somebody who ended up screwing me over, like I was telling you earlier. But
bummer.
It's all fine. He got me out here, and I wouldn't have been out here if it wasn't for that. So.
And how long have you been here now?
Okay, well, I was here.
Yeah, you've been back and forth, right? Yeah.
2013 to 2016, I was pretty much here, although I was touring with Suicide Girls for some of that time. And I went to New York for like 2 months of that time. But then also really, I go to New York like 4 times a year for 2 weeks. So I was also there for another 2 months. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm always there for like 3 months of the year. And then, but then I gave up my place in 2016, and I've been hopping back and forth since then. So it's been crazy. But like last year, I was on the road for 5 months. So
oh my gosh,
that's crazy.
And that was just working. And then the times when I was on the road for 6 months working, and then also for like six and a half months working because I did I did a mini tour that I produced with somebody, and that was like rough.
Oh.
And then that was like 2 weeks. And then I did 2 weeks with like filming a TV pilot that's probably never going to come out. Mm. And then I did the 5 months with Suicide Girls. Yeah.
Wow.
So what was it like 6? And then I traveled on my own. I went to fucking Europe for 2 weeks.
Cool.
So it was just a lot of stuff.
When you're on tour, do you get time, solo time to kind of like.
Barely.
Oh.
You have to though. Like I have to. Always like try to go for walks. My first tour, I did a lot of clover hunting.
Oh, that's cute.
And I found a lot of four-leaf clovers.
Nice.
That was my thing. My second tour, I was way more depressed.
Oh, yeah.
And not, it was a lot, but
being on the road is tough, and I've only done it where it's like 2 weeks at a time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Three months in a row was fucking crazy. Cause you, in the beginning, you're like, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. And then you're like 1 weekend, you're like, oh my God, these bitches are already driving me crazy.
Yeah,
and I have three more months, but luckily only two of us were on it for the whole time.
And then
the other people were switching in and out.
Yeah.
So it was like kind of cool.
Refreshing.
Reset. But yeah, it was rough. We would have, they fucked us over for the first like couple weeks. They tired us out really hard because they overbooked us, and they booked us 7 shows a week. They did 7 shows, 1 day off, 7 shows. We were like, dude, that's fucking,
that's a lot.
14 shows in 15 days is too much.
Yeah.
Like, cause we just, all we wanted is 1 day off, you know, because the schedule is usually 6 shows a week, 1 day off.
Right.
But that 1 day off is like your
new city every time.
New city every day. You wake up in a new city, basically. Like after the show, you go in your bunk. or you whatever eat and then go to your bunk.
Bus, yeah. Right, yeah.
Get on the bus, get in your bunk, and then you wake up in a new city, and then we load in all the fucking merch, and then we load in the banner and, like, all that shit. Costumes and everything. They do a run-through. I was doing, like, assistant tour managing at one point. There was one point where I was hosting for a few weeks, but I ended up getting roped into, which actually worked out great for me. I got roped into doing merch because somebody backed out last minute on the first tour this year in spring, and because I did that, I ended up just, like, kept moving up the ladder of, like, working on tour, and then they ended up just wanting to book me for the whole next tour.
Hell yeah.
And I was assistant tour manager. Yeah, so I have to fucking load in all this shit every day, fucking go set up merch, and then make sure everything's okay with everybody, and then fucking get ready really quick, and then do a VIP, and then take a million fucking pictures of people. And then...
That's a lot. Yeah. And then you're back on the bus, do it all over again.
Yeah, right? Then the show, then back on the bus, yeah.
It's a lot.
It's exhausting. But it's so much fun. And it's like, you know, there's like hard times and there's good times. And it's totally worth it to get to do fucking 20 minutes every night.
You naturally like say negatives and then turn them into positives when you talk.
See, I've been working on my self-help. Yeah, self-help game strong.
Yes, girl.
I'm a silver lining.
Working on it.
Yeah, you really can. Is it card time?
I feel like it is.
I feel like it is. Great. We already cleansed them.
Yeah.
Ready for you. So why don't you take the deck and
a sip of water first.
Hold them in your hands just to get your energy in there. Kind of like feel them around like that. And let's talk about what you might want guidance on.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. Let me think about what I might want guidance on. I know the first thing that pops into my mind is love.
Yeah, it usually is for me.
But it's not like I have any current interests besides one who's married who's not going to... It's going to be a while. I'm waiting, though.
Okay.
Waiting for the divorce. Who knows?
Okay, so yeah... you want to just ask, what do I need to know about love? Or no, it can be as specific as you want.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Should we do really specific? Because that would be intense. Will I ever have the man of my dreams?
Oh, okay.
The one who I know that I want.
Okay.
Okay, this is exciting and scary at the same time.
But it'll be
like a suicide girl.
Yes,
a little
bit. Dive in
right on that edge. Yeah. All right, let's do a deep inhale.
Hold it. Exhale.
What does Linz need to know about if she will ever be with the man of her dreams?
Okay, so now what do I do?
Well, I was going to pull for you.
Okay, I like that.
Okay with you, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't want to pull the wrong card. I don't want to be the one to... Oh, that's it? Oh my God, just pulled it out?
You just pulled it out.
Yeah! Okay, medicine woman, you are a channel for divine healing power because I'm going to help him get through the death of his wife.
Yes!
One day.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, so can we read about it?
Yeah. Can you just describe the picture? What do you see? What are the colors?
Okay, so it says Ikshel.
Ikshel.
Medicine woman. It's a beautiful native woman who has a beautiful grass tiara or some sort of herbal tiara. And it looks like an Aztec kind of woman because I see Aztec stairs. My favorite plant of California is here at Birds of Paradise. And also there's a purple flower, which is representative of my grandma. You can see this purple tattoo on my
shoulder.
Flower. Yeah. Whoa. And that's always a theme for me and my family. My sister and my mom have that tattoo too. Water,
she's
nice waterfall
a
and lightning
pose, like arms out.
Yeah, like a warrior pose, arms up. Yeah, and beautiful ornate jewelry. Love that. Ooh, lightning in the back.
Let's hear about it.
Yeah. Message from Ikshel. Commanding power is not the same as demanding it. Mm. Demanding comes from a childlike place, akin to a tantrum, based upon the fear that it might be withheld. Commanding is based upon the sure and steady knowledge that you are part of the Great Spirit's grace and wisdom. Mm. You're a lightning rod that can conduct the power. Simply,
Yes. Simply connect to the power through unyielding clarity of your thought processes.
Mm. Unyielding clarity of my thought processes. Mm-hmm. Okay, I feel like I'm going to need to read this a second time.
Clarity. Don't waver for a moment in your sure and steady decision to be a conduit of the power that already resides within you. Connect to the even bigger source and allow it to amplify your natural power. In this way, you're a steady connector of the infinite from the infinite and to the infinite. In other words, it's all spirit all around you, through you, and to whomever you're healing.
Mm.
So maybe you're like gonna channel all this power that attracts him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Over tell me, what do you, how do you guys, how would you guys comprehend that?
Like you are a powerful being and you are clearly resonating with this because you were nodding and smiling. You are so powerful. And so it doesn't answer your question spot on, but it still all comes back to you in the end. And so he's going to be attracted to whatever.
That's, you know what? That's been my kind of theme about it too, is that like, okay, like I'm not trying to break up anybody's marriage. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I've been there. I haven't done that. I haven't broken up. But you know, I've tested the waters, but, so I'm not trying to be like that anymore, but
it might not be him. It might be a different person,
but we were asking specifically about him though.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Her dream guy.
My dream man, who I know exactly who he is.
Mm.
So, very interesting, but that's been my approach is just to, you know, do my own thing, be my successful self eventually. And
he will follow through.
We'll see. Yeah.
Maybe.
Whoa.
But all you can do is be you. Okay. What are the various meanings?
Take a picture.
Various meanings. You're a healer.
Mm-hmm.
You're being healed.
Mm.
This situation and or your loved one is being healed. Mm. Honor your healing knowledge and abilities. Learn about healing. Teach the healing arts. Start or continue your healing practice. So it's all about healing.
Can I take a picture?
Yeah. And it starts on the page before here.
Yes, I always love
I just think that her pose and the lightning strikes really remind me of you and your tattoos.
Yeah.
Like the vibe is on.
Do you feel good about this? Does this connect?
Yeah, feels pretty good.
Okay, because you can.
It gives me hope.
Okay, good. Great.
It's funny, Kali comes up next, and that's my stripper name.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Because she's a Hindu goddess who is the goddess of war, and she wears a necklace of men's heads.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, I was like, remind me to stay strong.
Yeah. She's dope.
In this game.
Hell yeah. Okay, could you just do something to end the reading with Ixcha, like hug her, kiss her, touch her, pray to her, or whatever.
she stuck her in her pants. Yeah. Yes, queen. That's right.
Amazing.
Cool.
We end every episode with a basic. Well, first of all, do you have anything to plug? And where can people find you or any upcoming shows?
When is this coming out?
2 weeks. In a few weeks. Yeah.
Okay. So no, because of the shows that I have to promote are. Not for a while. Unless this is before March 7th.
Well, people can just... Where can they find you to get more info about you?
At Lindsay Jennings with a Z on Instagram and Twitter. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Great. Basic blessings. So something we're grateful for. Any one of us can start.
Okay, when do you start?
I'm grateful for flexibility and like being less hard on myself because, for example, I just had this amazing beef tri-tip sandwich, even though I'm temporarily vegetarian. But I was like, flexy.
That's good.
And I used to be much more strict on myself. So I'm glad that's what I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
Loosening up.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm grateful. I'm traveling a lot in March. And that was one of my goals or like intentions for this year was to travel more. And so I'm glad that that's coming in. And I'm going to places that I want to go to. So
where
I'm
are you excited. Going?
I'm going to New Orleans for the first time since I haven't been there since Hurricane Katrina when I helped in like 2000, whatever that was.
Wow.
And I was a teenager then. So this is going to be a much different experience.
I love New Orleans. It's one of my favorite cities ever.
Yeah. And I'm also going to Denver and Las Vegas.
Yeah.
We're seeing Celine Dion in Vegas.
You are.
Yeah. With my parents.
God,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. yeah. So I'm excited to travel.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah. Wait. Yeah. What are you grateful for?
I am grateful that my friend forced me to hike this morning.
Full circle.
Yeah, because I feel like I got out of, you know, it got me out of the house. It got me out of my hangover funk a little bit, and I felt more ready to come here and get ready. Hell and yeah. I feel like I pulled together a cute look in a half hour. Thank you. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for you guys. This is awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Witches.
Witches.